Hi there. The word for today is Barabbas, or you. In Luke 23, verse 18, we read, "With one voice they cried out, 'Away with this man, Jesus! Release Barabbas to us.'" Now, Barabbas had been thrown into prison for causing an insurrection in the city, and also for murder, so clearly he was guilty. And you know what? Just like Barabbas, we deserve to die for our sins. Four prison walls, thick with fear, hurt, and hate, surround us. We're incarcerated by our past, our low road choices, and our high-minded pride. We've been found guilty. We sit on the floor of a dusty cell awaiting the final moment. The executioner's footsteps echo against stone walls. Head between knees, we don't look up. As he opens the door, we don't lift our eyes as he begins to speak. We know what he's going to say. Time to pay for your sins. But he doesn't. We hear something else. You're free to go. They took Jesus instead of you. The door swings open. The guard barks, "Get out." And we find ourselves in the light of the morning sun. Shackles gone, crimes pardoned, wondering, what just happened? Grace happened. Christ took away your sins. All of them. And where did he take them? To the top of a hill called Calvary. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 3, verse 24 in the New Living Translation, "God in his gracious kindness declared us not guilty through Christ Jesus, who freed us by taking away our sins. For God sent Jesus to take the punishment for our sins and to satisfy God's anger against us. We are made right with God when we believe that Jesus shed his blood, sacrificing his life for us." Hey, Jesus loves and forgives you, and he has a wonderful plan for your life. So the word for you today is, come to him.